Yes, please.
You have Cahill now?
Mr. Cahill, they told me hold up, Mr. President. I have out here Mr. Powell.
Yeah, all right, I'll take
Powell,
it.
Powell, fine. There you are.
Good morning, Mr. President. How
good morning, Wes. I know this is going to be a long day of campaigning for you because you will campaign all day today, and I trust right up to election day.
Well, Mr. President.
But I want to wish you the best. I'm sorry that I couldn't get there, but you know I couldn't get to all the states. But New Hampshire is a state that I have such very, very warm recollection of. I remember, too, how you worked so hard for me in 1956 when we had that write-in for vice president. And I just want to say I hope the voters of New Hampshire will realize that I've appreciated their support in the past. I will appreciate it this time. And I will also appreciate their electing you to the United States Senate so that we'll have a good, strong man who is for a strong America and who's for peace with honor and not peace with surrender in that United States Senate.
You're going to have exactly that, Mr. President. You'll be pleased to know that in the room with me right now, as you're speaking with me, are our workers who are preparing to go out and blitz some of the Manchester wards and do exactly as you'd like to have them do,
right.
Work right up until the last ballot is cast. And they're going to give you, by the way, the best vote you've ever had in New Hampshire.
Really? Well, we're delighted to hear it. And let me say this to you, Wes, that tell the people there in that room and as they go out that, well, I couldn't, I of course was in Nashua since I've been president. I couldn't get there during the campaign, although most of the members of my family were. Let me say that after this election, one of the things I'm going to do in these next 4 years, I want to come to New Hampshire when I don't have to ask for votes, when I can just say thank you very much.
That'll be grand, Mr. President. And Julie did a wonderful job up here for you, and so did Trisha's husband.
That's right.
And the folks are very much impressed. And one of the things they admire and love most about the Nixons is your devotion to a wonderful family life.
Let me say that we think that, too, of Powell's. I know your wife's an enormous asset. Now, go out and win. I won't take a bit more of your time.
Speaking of Beverly, just say a quick hi.
Sure.
Good morning, Mr.
How are you, Beverly? I just said that you were a great help to your husband and that with that team, we think it's going to be close, but we think you're going to win.
You're very nice to call and to take time out from your busy schedule to do it. We appreciate it very much.
I just wish I could be there in person, but I know that you'll all make up for it by working hard the next 2 days.
Everything is going to go just great, too.
That's the stuff. That's the attitude. Good.
Here's Wesley.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, thank you, Wes, and just work hard and don't give up. Bye.
Wes.
I heard him.
That's for you, sir.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.